T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
A lot of people is upset right now about this game. It's just like the last couple of games, home run to, you know, but right now I think everybody feel good about, you know, how they play. They come back and do good offense against good pitchers. I think Plesac throw the ball very well, and we handle him very well. And all of a sudden, in one blink on the eyes, what happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're sugarcoating it. Last 3 nights, we got beat. Tonight, we gave it away. Yep. We gave it away tonight.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't think the team, I think.
Those boys battled tonight. It was the biggest game of the year. It makes no sense what just happened in the seventh inning. You know that. I know that. That cannot happen in a pennant race.
This is not instructional league.
Yeah.
This is not instructional league. This is not rebuilding league.
Pennant race.
This is a pennant race. And he beat in the pennant race since opening day. It's a pennant race because it was only 60 games. Wow, that's the only thing I understand. Like, I can't even say what I want to say.
Wow, they've been really good lately. That's strong stuff. And especially Ozzy, whether you hear him with Mully and Haw every week or you watch him in what he's been doing on NBC Sportsnet, just really good stuff. He had one of the best lines I've ever heard when Frank Thomas was talking about hitting being contagious, positively or negatively. And Ozzy said something to the effect of, no, it's not. He said, you never made me good, and I never made you bad. This segment's brought to you by Burlington. You've been back to Burlington lately? Your store is restocked with unbelievable deals on amazing brands you love. Hurry in today. Amazing values are arriving every single day, whether it's back to school, work, or just back. You'll love Burlington. Burlington, love the deals. Thanks to Ian Happ and Anthony Herron for joining us today. Thanks for being along for the ride all week. Lots of good stuff on our Bears Friday here with plenty else going on. Now it is time to, well, actually, I should thank Shane Reardon, I guess. Fine, I guess. Thank Brian Gerch for the video feed and the Twitch feed, and also Ray Diaz for doing what he does. If you turn on that Twitch feed, you will see this man, Lawrence Holmes, who has got you for the next couple hours. Lawrence, how are you?
I guess I'm okay. I'm still perplexed about what happened last night and what's happened to the White Sox over the last week. It's been upsetting, Dan. Like, last night was upsetting. And what's really great about it, and I know that they'll probably buck back inside the offices of the White Sox, these were all first guesses. This was a second guessing.
I said that. It was all of it. Follow Twitter. I've got the receipts here. I've got the text messages to prove it.
We're all sitting there going, this doesn't make any sense for this situation in this pitcher. And I love what Ozzy said, because he's so on. Like, it felt like a manager who is trying to bring along players instead of understanding the situation that his team is in. And the situation the team was in was, you had a team that desperately needed a win and was starting to feel a little good because of what they were able to do to break through to get that 3-run lead. And you send Jimmy Cordero out there, he gets himself into trouble, and he was working on getting himself out of trouble. I can't believe that the choice that he made was Rodon. And at first I'm going, okay, well, I know that Crochet's thrown the last couple of days. Maybe you don't want to do that. Fine. When I saw Aaron Bummer get up, I was furious, because that's the exact situation that Aaron Bummer comes in for. You're asking a guy that hasn't pitched out of the bullpen in 5 years to come in and get the highest leverage out of your season, and he hasn't pitched in 7 weeks. Like, that, I don't know. And I heard Ricky say that it's all on him? You're damn right.
Yeah,
it's all on you. It's
this is an easy reaction.
Absolutely, is all on you.
Yeah, this is not one of these things we're going to both sides. There's a right thing and a wrong thing. There's a reasonable explanation and an unreasonable one. I don't think this one's hard. If it makes you feel any better, I'll do for you what I tried to do for Mike Mulligan.
Okay.
The truth is that it really, even though we can say it's the biggest game, we can say the outcome mattered, the truth is it probably doesn't mean anything. Because once you're in these playoffs, you're in. Variance swamps everything. And momentum going into the playoffs has been proven to not matter.
Momentum isn't really my issue. I would prefer that they go in playing well, but I understand what you're saying. I'm looking at this from a strategic standpoint. I don't like the side of the bracket the White Sox are on right now. I don't like their first matchup that they would be in right now. And right now, that matchup would be with them and the Yankees and Gerrit Cole in game one. So to me, I want them on the bottom of the bracket. That's where I think that they have their best chance of advancing out of this thing. And I just, the other part is that your manager making a move like that in a game that matters. Like, they should be looking at it as a game that matters because they're still trying to win a division. And 10 days ago, they were talking about winning the division and playing playoff games between now and the end of the season. Well, in the last 7 games, they're 1-6. In those games, and you saw your manager not be up to the task when given an opportunity to manage like the postseason.
You know, I tried, Lawrence. I was just trying to use facts and logic to try to allow yourself to feel better, but you're choosing not to, and I completely
Dan,
understand why. No. I do understand why, because it's one thing for it not to matter statistically whether or not your team is playing well going into the playoffs. That's just a fact. However, if you're worried that the White Sox are going to have self-imposed headwinds in the playoffs, that's a completely legitimate worry. And that's not even beginning to look at what the Cubs are doing right now and the number. I don't know if you saw what Sahadev Sharma just wrote about the how unlikely it is, how astonishing it is that this many good players with major league track records are having the worst stretches of their respective careers at the same time.
And now you add, unfortunately, Ian Happ. Ian Happ was an MVP candidate 3 weeks ago. And now he's hitting like 100. For the last week.
I asked him today. I said, could we please make Cubs baseball fun again?
What did he say?
He said, yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, you think of it's one thing, we're on the outside of it. He's actually on the Cubs. Like, he's there. He can't change the channel.
Yeah, it's rough sledding. I was hoping that these two teams would not need to beat each other this weekend, but they kind of do, at least one game. Like, the Cubs, I think, need one game, like one win, and they've got the right guy on the mound tonight to do it. And the White Sox, now they're fighting on multiple fronts. It was just the Twins. You had a chance to kind of put this thing away, but if you look at the standings, it's incredible. It's a streak sandwich, Dan. You got the Twins winning 4 in a row, the White Sox losing 5 in a row, and Cleveland winning 5 in a row. It's
that's not ideal.
No!
That's not ideal. That's not how it's supposed to look.
No, Dan, have a wonderful weekend even while you're watching some of these games.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.